curious if your staff is talking about you behind your back. Well, if it's for a particular reason, then it's just too bad. A new memo from the Office of the Special Counsel is warning agency leaders not to monitor employees' emails to see if they are reporting wrongdoing. Now, chief information officers and general counsels got a special reminder from the White House not to do anything that would have a chilling effect on whistleblowers. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is on the line to talk about the message that the administration is sending with this memo. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Jason, I understand this is a first of its kind in a memo that reminds agencies not to monitor emails.
Well, I think there's two things going on with this memo. I think the first thing, and it's a reminder, as you said, about the legal frameworks around what are personal actions that agencies can take and can't take, or what they say federal law generally prohibits adverse personal actions against federal employees because of a disclosure of information. I mean, that's the whistleblower law. You know, the disclosure of whistleblowing talks about, you know, mismanagement, gross waste, fraud, abuse, things like that. The other thing it does is it talks about the guidelines of when agency monitoring can happen or when it can happen. And many times it's saying, listen, if you monitor emails of protected disclosures under the Whistleblower Act, that's what they call highly problematic, which is very interesting legalese for saying you could be in lots of trouble. So I think that it's a very interesting email. I think that what this memo is asking agencies to do is review existing monitoring policies and practices to ensure they're consistent with both law and congressional intent to provide a secure channel for protected disclosures. And the other thing that stands out to me about this memo is that it just doesn't come from the OSC, but it comes from both Steve Van Roeckel, the Federal Chief Information Officer, and the General Counsel from the Executive Office of the President, the OMB, Boris Bershetin. So it's very interesting. It's both of those two people signing off on the memo.
Yeah, and so does it mean something special in terms of not only the general counsel, who I guess is making sure that the agencies are complying with the law, but the CIOs and the IT staff in terms of implementing it from a technology perspective?
Right, I think what they're basically saying is that if your deputy secretary or assistant secretary for management or somebody comes to you and says, we want you to monitor this set of emails or this person's email, they're saying to the CIOs, whoa, you need to step back and say, is this the right thing to do? And they're putting, if you will, the onus on the CIOs to make some tough decisions as well, not just on the general counsel. And they want you to, I think they're also saying, if you think there's a problem here, if there's some kind of monitoring that maybe should not be happening, that's when the OSC also she brought in, which is, I think, why there's that cover letter and then the OSC memo.
And, of course, there was this instance at the FDA a while back, that it was during the Bush administration, but where there were whistleblowers that were reporting wrongdoing, and apparently their personal emails were monitored by the agency. Do you think that's what spurred this email, or were there more recent things that the administration was concerned about?
Well, I think that's definitely the main impetus behind this memo. Now, why, you know, this lawsuit happened in late January timeframe? Here we are mid-June. Why? What's the six-month time? I don't know. I mean, one thing that I could guess at is potentially there's something happening in the court case that doesn't look so good. So the government is trying to get ahead of maybe something that the court would tell them to do. But that's a total guess on my part. But you have, it does leave some questions of why this memo comes out now versus it came out, you know, in February or March timeframe.
And Jason, I want to ask you about another memo also coming out of the White House, this time from the Office of Management and Budget, and it's entitled Paper Cuts. We've got a link on federalnewsradio.com, but it's basically asking agencies to streamline their processes and not use so much paper. Anything new there?
Well, I think the two things that stand out to me is this is not just a follow-on to the executive order that was issued just about a month ago in early May. It's a 13563 for those of you that are actually keeping score. But it's basically asking, you know, reduce the burden hours imposed on businesses and individuals of paperwork, you know, follows on the Paperwork Reduction Act. You know, this lays out a couple steps agencies should take that are nothing different, nothing new from what the administration had been asking previously. But what the difference is in this guidance is they're actually asking agencies to pick three initiatives where they will try to reduce burden of on businesses and citizens even further. So, for instance, the memo calls for reducing of burden, which is really interesting, of something like 50,000 hours. So one of those initiatives or combination of initiatives would reduce the 50,000 hours. Also, they're looking at saying, you know, look at the three things that have imposed high paperwork burdens and try to kind of reduce those as well. They said there's another one that would eliminate another requirement to eliminate 2 million hours or more in annual burden. I mean, that's just it's a ton of paperwork. What they're trying to say is, let's get rid of all this red tape.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually scary that, you know, people, the country, we spend so many hours just filling out paperwork for the federal government in the first place. But this is something that we've been hearing about for decades. So I guess it bears into question, why would something happen now where it hasn't happened in past initiatives?
Well, I think there's a couple things going on, the reason why. I think that with there's been a push both from Congress and a push both by this administration to reduce the burdens. And I think the second thing is, anytime you add a lot of pressure from the White House down, things change. Now, do they change enough? That's always hard to say. But anytime you get this kind of pressure, you get a focus on it. You have a more active Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, OIRA. I think that's where you get the change. That's how they're able to reduce the paperwork. Now, at the same time, a lot of these paperwork burdens are not the choices of agencies per se. They may be requirements under the law, or they may be requirements because there's another law that comes in that affects the law that you're trying to implement. So it's a lot more tangled than I think people realize, and to reduce burdens, agencies have to kind of untangle this kind of web of requirements.